want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
We just finished filing our income taxes last week. What can you do moving forward to make that exercise less painful? Tax planning is perhaps one of the top two or three most important factors in financial planning in today's world, in my opinion. You know, your income taxes is far and away the largest expense you and I will ever have in our lifetimes, and it's not even close. Your healthcare expenses won't come anywhere close. Your housing costs won't come anywhere close. It's your income taxes. What is your plan to minimize the impact of income taxes? And we're in a challenging investment climate. Stocks are near all, are at high stock prices. There's no question about it. That doesn't mean they won't continue to go higher for a while. But if I'm looking forward 10 years, I just can't make a case for a boom in the stock market starting at today's price level. Likewise, interest rates are low, which means bonds are also very expensive. We've never, since 1900, in the modern era, we have never had an investment climate where both stocks and bonds were expensive like this. So it's going to be difficult to generate a robust return on our money. It's going to be more mediocre types returns. So, you know, it's not how much you make, it's how much you get to keep. So if you make less, but then you can minimize the amount of the tax burden, that means you get to keep more. You make up for the reduction in earnings by saving on your taxes. So tax planning is much more powerful than trying to minimize taxes when we do our preparation every year this time of year, because your 1099s, your W-2s, all that stuff has already been generated. It's in the past. It's in the rearview mirror. There's nothing you can do that when you have a taxable event in your investment account, or when you draw from your IRA and create an income tax, or your paid salary and you don't defer that salary with effective planning with your retirement plans at work or on your own. Once you do that, you can't get the horse back in the barn once that W-2 and that 1099 has been generated. Looking forward is being intentional about the income taxes we pay. And in retirement, you have more control over your income taxes than at any other time in your life. You decide where to pull your income from other than your pension. You decide in your 60s when you draw Social Security, which affects your income taxes. It also could affect your Medicare premiums, by the way. You're in control of all that. You're in control with how you invest your money and how that impacts your tax return. So you have tremendous control. You can be intentional in retirement about the income tax you pay. And there is a sweet spot for many people. There's two potential sweet spots in retirement. The first and the largest is between retirement age and age 70 and a half, when you must start taking those required minimum distributions from your retirement accounts. That's when you can really make hay. And many of you listening today, even high net worth individuals, can realize long-term capital gains at a 0% tax rate. But you'd have to know how to tax plan for that. Keep your income tax low so you can realize capital gains in a 0% tax rate. The other opportunity is, even if you're over 70 and a half or your taxable income is higher, you still have a sweet spot, because guess what? In 2025, the tax rates are going right back up again to what they were in 2017. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the personal income tax rates sunset back to 2017. So we know our income tax rates are going up in 2025. So you have a sweet spot potentially right now, where you might, even a higher income earner, you might in your 70s could realize income taxes at 24% today with effective planning, when you're going to be maybe 33% tomorrow. So it's not only how much income tax you pay today, it's how much income tax you might pay tomorrow. So in this challenging climate of the investment world, it is essential to build an income tax plan as one of the five key components of a comprehensive retirement financial plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.